episode of The Stream UK. We're a monthly podcast from Allison & Partners, providing you with the best insights and analysis from the world of marketing and communications. This month, we'll be talking about a year of innovation in the world of digital advertising, as well as looking at what trends you and your business should be keeping an eye out for. Joining me on the line to discuss this topic are Dan Whitney and Jess Doherty from our team here in London. Welcome back to the podcast, both of you. So to get us started, and Dan, turning to you first, when we talk about digital advertising here at Allison & Partners, what are we specifically talking about?
Hi, Andrew. Yeah, good to be back. So digital advertising covers a really broad range of outputs, but essentially we think about it as the action of putting marketing messages in front of the consumer. Pretty straightforward. At AMP, you know, we manage campaigns for clients covering display, social, native, search, and of course, email marketing. But more recently, we've actually seen a large number of clients wanting to run campaigns across paid social, across Europe. And also lead generation has become really one of the hot topics that we've been doing for many of our B2B clients.
And Jess, what kind of things are we doing for our clients in the digital advertising space at the moment?
Yeah, thanks, Andrew. Certainly, we've seen that social media has taken on greater significance for marketers in 2020. The events of last year have forced more digital communication, but the ways that we are using our digital channels are changing. In the UK alone, social ad spend is projected to reach 5,240 million in 2021, and then that's projected to increase to 6,503 million by 2025. It's clear that more and more businesses are tapping into and seeing the benefits of advertising on platforms like Facebook, LinkedIn, Snapchat, and Twitter, just to name a couple. As those channels start to get more saturated from content from businesses, platforms like Facebook and the users of those platforms are beginning to prioritize posts from family members and friends over marketing content, which makes it really hard for businesses to get as much visibility as they might like to or might have expected in the past without allocating serious budget to them. We're really helping our clients to create compelling integrated campaigns that leverage those platforms for the best end result for their business.
So we're certainly busy at the moment with plenty of campaigns and some really interesting client work that I know is happening at the moment. As a result, we always have our eye on what's coming up next. So Dan, when it comes to kind of these big digital marketing trends, firstly, 2021, what have been the big stories so far?
I think for me, just looking back, first of all, I think, you know, over the last 12 months, you know, we've become more connected than ever. We've forced ourselves and we've been forced to spend much more time online. And that's really, I think, made us evaluate what is and what isn't important in terms of, you know, digital footprint and what we're engaging with. You know, we know that digital interaction has increased massively, and that's really across all age groups. There is now kind of a willingness to try new tech. I think during lockdown, you know, things like online classes, live streaming and video chat, you know, it became the norm. It's how we've been connected. And as restrictions ease, hopefully, you know, this user behavior is here to stay, and it's become how we now operate online. I think before sort of we moved into this pandemic and the lockdown, you know, there was a bit of a fear of technology, but now there's more of an appreciation for it because it's allowed us to really stay connected to each other more than ever. One of the biggest trends I think that really encompasses this is that need for personalization and the fact that people, they really now have more time and they're much more mindful of their media choices. You know, we value advertising and ultimately we value that advertising that feels relevant to us. But social media continues to divide and dominate the landscape. You know, as Jess mentioned, TikTok, for example, it grew 75% in 2020. And I think this really is only set to continue in the back half of this year. Tech really is now leading our lives, and brands that speak directly to the consumer will engage and have a much better relationship with those that don't. So from a trend point of view, conversations around purpose, sustainability and well-being, you know, these are all top of mind now across the digital landscape, and consumers have never had so much choice. So it's really competitive for brands to gain that share of voice and cut through. So I think the latter stages of 2021, you know, technology is going to evolve further. It's going to allow, you know, marketers to have, you know, better conversations, be able to convert leads and ultimately generate that personalized content that is so vital to kind of engage with our consumers and talk in a language that's relevant to them. And ultimately, you know, we're going to be able to track that results. And that data piece is more important than ever now as we move into 2021 and beyond.
And it's interesting that you mentioned the rapidly shifting digital landscape. I imagine that many of those listening to this podcast will be worried about being left behind. With things changing so quickly, it can be quite hard to keep up, especially if it's only part of your job description to look at digital advertising. I suppose from our point of view, when we're advising our clients, what do we now say has become outdated? What do clients and brands, what do they need to move away from in this space?
Yeah, I mean, it's a fast changing business that we're in, you know, and, you know, some brands that we work with, they've got big infrastructures and they take time to kind of shift. But I think ad breaks and the trust in ads has really taken a bit of a hit over the last 12 months. And the increase in streaming services has massively increased as well. You know, we are not being as bombarded by ads as we were previously. So streaming on demand services have meant that we have shifted our audiences and how we talk to our audiences in a different way. So we've gone from broadcast to data-driven approaches. You know, that 30-second spot, and if it's not supported by digital marketing or an activation plan, you know, it only exists for a single moment, and it suddenly becomes a bit of a creative look at me moment for a brand, and it's really not going to add any massive value or long-term engagement with people. I think obviously, you know, we're going to have the hero spots around Christmas and the supermarkets that we also seem to look at, and in the US with the Super Bowl ads. But these are much more appointments of view as opposed to the norm. So it's shifting away from that broadcast to conversation with our customers is what is important now and what we need to focus on.
Yes, and certainly the places where brands are choosing to advertise is changing very quickly. And it's even changing even between the platforms that we might choose to advertise on. Jess, looking at where we are currently advertising and where we're advising our clients to advertise, how has this changed? Are the different platforms now in the mix?
Yeah, great question, Andrew. Thanks so much. So I think one thing that is important to mention is video advertising. Now, while that's not totally new in the market, it is changing as the internet and smartphones and technology continue to evolve. It's highly likely that across 2021 and into the future, this will be one of the biggest ad tendencies that we see. Within this specific type of advertising, there are lots of new and innovative ways to communicate that are emerging as we move through 2021. You'll no doubt have interacted with live content. Real-time live streaming of videos is becoming much, much more popular, and it's opening lots of doors for businesses to connect with consumers in a real and authentic way. We've seen, as I said, a real shift in the large amounts of content that are available online. People are becoming less and less receptive to these more traditional long commercials or advertisements and sort of traditional presentations. They're really looking for the most direct and fast and concise communication as possible. We can see that reflected in the introduction of platforms like TikTok and like Instagram Reels. And we're expecting that that will definitely be a trend that continues to build over the course of this year. Another quick shout out or another quick mention that I'd love to make is around mobile advertising, which is guaranteed to be one of the main trends throughout this year. People, and no doubt we three are among them, are spending much more time connected to their smartphones and mobile devices. And so I expect that businesses, and we've certainly seen this through our campaigns, are tapping into those moments where they're present in that space. The story ad format, which you'll be familiar with, has become so popular that it's been adopted by not just by Snapchat, where it originated, but also by Instagram, Facebook, WhatsApp, and even LinkedIn. So brands are trying to get more from the 15 seconds that is available in that story format. And they're allowing connection to be built with consumers through that short form placement.
Jess, it's interesting that you mentioned all those new areas of content. I'm sure that everyone sitting at home has been exposed to a lot of these new types of content, and especially those that are playing out these kind of more community spaces where brands are being a bit more open, they're being more transparent. I'm thinking of the kind of conversations that happen on platforms like Clubhouse, Reddit, Discord, for example. Dan, what do you think in terms of how that's changing the way that we might advise our clients in this space?
Yeah, it can be a bit of a minefield, I think. A lot of them community-based platforms, they do continue to have trust issues. But I think if we kind of park that to one side for the moment, there is a huge power that these platforms have. And we've seen that over the last 12 months. You know, social media has really been a force for good. with a number of examples hitting headlines, you know, from supporting Black Lives Matter to Marcus Rashford's campaign for better school meals. So we see the emergence of Clubhouse now and conversations being, you know, people want to be part of something, and it still starts to continue to drive that usage and allows people to have a voice, and an authentic voice. And I think that's more important than ever.
One of the most exciting new platforms and the ones experiencing the most growth at the moment, we're always being approached to ask what our opinions are and what our views are on making the most of TikTok as a channel. Jess, what do you think in terms of our recommendations for clients? Where do we think they should get started?
Just to sort of contextualize that, so in March 2020 last year, TikTok experienced one of the biggest months it had ever seen, with 115 million downloads across the world. 745,000 of those came from the UK alone. There are more recent statistics that kind of show the exponential growth of the platform over time, but it just goes to show how its popularity is set to rise and has met those expectations to reach millions of users in the UK alone by the end of 2021. What's really incredible about TikTok is that it's allowing you as a brand and as an individual, in fact, as well, to connect and engage with users who are really at the forefront of the latest trends and movements. No doubt you've seen content from TikTok make its way across not just your WhatsApp feed with messages from friends, but also it's making its way onto platforms like Instagram and Facebook, which I'm sure you'll have noticed on your own feeds. It's really important then to connect with those users who are right at the forefront of those trends, try to understand them, map out the personas, and really get to grips with the kinds of content that they are looking for. Often they'll connect to key points or common experiences, which it's important to have a clear view on before you start creating content for that audience. And then the other thing that I would say is really important and is often forgotten in the busyness of creating advertising, copying and creative, but is to ask, so what? What is the call to action? What is the movement, momentum, the challenge, or the output that you want to generate or that you want others to generate, so you can build up that sort of ripple effect across the platform and get as many people involved in your campaign as possible? That's something that we often see forgotten and kind of put to the wayside. So I definitely recommend always asking yourself at the end or when you break to review campaign assets, what is the so what?
Yeah, really good advice there. Dan, so far we've really looked at digital advertising here on its own, but of course that's not really how these work in the real world. And in reality, we have our digital advertising campaigns integrated across other communication streams. Why do you think it's so important to have these strategies lined up?
I think the reality is that we'd love to have them integrated more, but I think nothing really works in silos, but there are still traditional marketing and comms teams out there that kind of still operate in this way, that's how they manage campaigns. You know, we are in the business of communicating to customers, and what we've talked about today in terms of how much choice they have and what platforms they want to go on, you know, how quickly or fast they turn off from a piece of content. It's so important that we don't just think in one stream now. We must have a consistent channel agnostic approach to digital marketing, and we shouldn't approach briefs in the old school kind of campaign by numbers. What's the PR brief? What's the social brief? What's the search brief? We should be turning this around and starting with the customer and starting to say, okay, well, where is our customer and what channels are they on? And now let's think about how we're going to engage them and have an active and relevant conversation with them. Luckily at AMP, you know, we're consistently approaching our briefs in this way. And as a result, we do drive better, more rounded and successful campaigns for our clients. But I do think we are still in the minority in terms of agencies that are approaching client briefs this way and actually not having that full integrated advertising across their wider channel mix, which is key to successful campaigns.
And before we wrap up the podcast, I always like to end by asking our guests to share some of their favourite examples of recent campaigns. In this space, in the digital advertising world, Jess, if you want to kick us off on this, what would you say is your favourite example of a recent campaign?
Yeah, great question. Love talking about this topic. One of my favourites from last year, it was February last year, Starbucks partnered with Mermaids, an organisation that support transgender and gender diverse youth, on the What's Your Name campaign, which if you have 5 or 10 minutes, I recommend Googling and just taking a quick look through. It really came out of the initial insight that only 0.3% of ads feature a transgender person, despite the community making up around 1% of the population. The campaign, just to give you a bit of a background and a view into how it's come together, builds on the sort of well-known aspects of the Starbucks experience, where you kind of have your name written on the side of your cup. And so by committing to respect the names that the customers want to be called, you're sort of connecting to a common experience and particular pain point within that community. They combined both TV and social placements in this sort of heartwarming campaign that invited users on social media as well to use the What's Your Name hashtag. They encourage people to post photos of their mermaid tail cookie, which they can buy at Starbucks also. And all of this, the purpose of this wasn't just an advertising campaign for Starbucks, but was to generate and raise funds for the Mermaids charity, which they tracked through the use of the campaign hashtag on social.
I think the one that stood out for me and continues to is KFC and how they engage with their community online. They ran a campaign called hashtag Until We Can Finger Lick Again, which I think was a stroke of genius. When you think back, cast your mind back to sort of beginning of 2020 when all the rules came out of what we should and we shouldn't do. You know, they jumped on this and literally changed their tagline and removed it, which is a really brave thing to do. I think the cheeky approach they had was great fun. You know, they started a piggyback on another brands. They had KFC, It Gives You Wings, and KFC, Just Do It. And they also encouraged people to kind of come up with their own slogans. And they ran billboards and social posts to kind of generate that interest in their brand at a time where people were turning off and doing other things. And I think one of the key things that this campaign did was not only was it fun, but it also showed how culturally aware they were with the current situation, that actually there's bigger things going on and we are just a brand and actually, you know, let's take this off and do something that's going to make people smile. And I really like that. And I really like what they do generally on social because they have that cheeky personality, which is great fun.
Dan, Jess, thank you for taking the time out of your busy days to join us and share your expertise with our listeners. We'll be looking into digital marketing and advertising more in future episodes, so make sure you stay tuned. And on that note, let me remind you to hit that subscribe button if you haven't already, so you never miss an episode. We're available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from. And if we've got you in the mood to learn more, you can always find out our latest insights and analysis at allisonpr.co.uk/stream. Thanks for stopping by.